It's time to train those management muscles. So put down those weights and pick up that pen, and welcome to Do You Even Lead, Bro?
Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of Do You Even Lead, Bro? Podcast. I'm your host, Paulette Cervantes, and I'm really excited to talk to you today about interviewing techniques, the who, what, and how of finding the right talent. Anybody who comes from management can understand the struggle of thinking you've hired a great rock star, going through the process of training them, all for them not to work out in the end. Today, I hope to give you some tips and tricks that'll get you the right talent right off the bat, simply by being prepared and asking the right questions during the interview. First, let's talk about one of the biggest mistakes I made as a manager starting out, and that was hiring someone based on experience over personality and potential. Something that I found was they had experience, so I was really excited that they would come in with a basis, a foundation, and they could get started quicker than someone who maybe was green and had potential but would require a lot more training. What ended up happening was they would come in with bad habits or certain standards or ideas of brand that were different or deferred from my specific brand and company that I was working for and trying to represent. A lot of people struggle with change, and so I found that there would be conflict many times. That's not to say that hiring someone with experience is a bad thing. It's definitely not. You just want to make sure that this person is high potential, is coachable, and moldable. The question is, how do you know that in an interview? And it's all by being prepared and asking the right questions. So let's talk about how you do that. The first thing we got to know is the who. Who are we looking for? Would they be more of a leader or a follower? A leader would be someone that people look up to, that they go to for advice. This person would be really great at delegating to a group. A follower would be someone who you can trust to get the job done. They're very dependable and they take direction well. Are we looking for someone that's green? Are we looking for someone with experience? Is there certain requirements that we're looking for? Or can we start from scratch and mold them to be exactly who we want them to be in our team? Do we want someone that's a high producer, a hustler, or do we want someone that's a really great coach and mentor? This would be the difference between a manager, who you definitely want to be a leader, prefer experience, and need someone that's a great coach and mentor, or more of a frontline team member, who you prefer to take direction well. If they're green, that's just fine because you can mold them, and you definitely want to coach them up to be a top producer for you. You know, something that I actually see often within the industry and promotion is we tend to take our top producer and promote them into a management role when they may not have the skills to be a manager. So think about that producer versus teacher. A top producer does not always mean that they're going to be a great teacher. And when we're looking for a manager, we want to make sure that that person is a great teacher and mentor. A top producer will continue to produce great, but they're only going to produce what they personally can do themselves. But if you were to find, let's just say a good producer, not a great producer, just a good producer, but that person was a great teacher or mentor, and they could teach a team of individuals to be good producers, then you have several individuals who are good producers, and they can actually outperform one great producer. Let me give you an example. One time I had a personal trainer within one of my clubs that was a fabulous producer. He outperformed every one of his teammates. So naturally, the general manager thought, I got to promote this guy to a fitness manager. So they did. And here's the thing. He continued to perform really great, but he did not coach and mentor and train his team to be able to do what he could do. So they continued to perform exactly the same. That's not what you want. So make sure if they're a top producer, that they've got the right skills to be a manager before you promote them. If you can find both, fabulous. The second thing that we want to know during the interview process is the what. What skills and attributes are we looking for in this individual? I like to start with the job duties and roles. Typically, you're going to have a description people are looking at online as they're applying for this role. So when you're looking at this description, what would you say is the top one, two, or three responsibilities of this person? And those are the things you want to look for. If you have someone that's working the front desk, or you're looking for a receptionist who's going to be answering the phones, you want someone who is bright, bubbly, and can put a smile on anybody's face. They're going to be the first person that your customers see or hear. So their personality and their customer service skills are really important. If you're looking for a manager, you want someone who's really organized, who can multitask, and who's a great mentor or teacher, because they're going to be managing a team, and you want them to have that respect so that a group of people will want to follow this individual. If you're looking for a multi-unit level leader, so this would be a district manager, a regional manager, someone who oversees multiple clubs, they actually have a very different dynamic because they're not in our clubs or in our locations producing themselves. They're actually coaching managers and maybe frontline team members to produce. So they've got to be someone who's an excellent coach and a great motivator and someone that can inspire people. And the third thing is the how. Are we asking the right questions during the interview? That's really where we make our biggest mistake, because maybe we know who we're looking for and what skills they need to have, but we're not asking the right questions to be able to find out if this individual has those assets. So I'm going to give you 10 questions, and I like to call them dual questions, because you're going to get an answer from the individual, but you're also going to learn something about them as a person. It's quite fun and interesting, so stay with me. Question number one seems very general, very basic, almost like small talk, and that is, how's your day going? Seems really simple, right? But you'll be surprised by what people will tell you. Will they be like, it's been great? Or will they be, fine, it's okay? If they're really positive, bubbly, bright, then you know they probably have a positive personality. If they give you a good fine, they could potentially be a personality that could drain energy from your team. Another great question that I like to start out with is, how's the weather? If you live somewhere that's up north and really cold, or down south and really hot, or maybe it's raining, thundering, lightning that day, this is a really good question. Any type of environment that would be considered uncomfortable and you ask them how the weather is can tell you a lot about the way they're going to respond. Are they going to be able to find the silver lining and keep it light and bright? Or are they going to allow a negative situation or environment to bring their energy down? The second question that I like to ask is, tell me about yourself. I know you're probably thinking, I hate that question. I know you do, but it'll create this open book and you never know where someone's going to go with this question. Are they going to keep it strictly professional, work-related topics? Or are they going to take it into a personal direction and open up? If you're looking for someone within management or high-level management, you definitely want them to be able to steer closer in lines with the professional work-related topics. If you have someone that's going to be relating very closely to your customers that maybe need to build relationships, someone who opens up a little is a good thing. The third question that I like to ask is, what do you know about our company? Did this person come prepared? Did they do some homework and some research? This can tell you a lot about their work ethic. A little effort can go a long way. The fourth question I like to ask is, what's the best manager you've had and why? People typically don't have a problem answering this question, and this will give you a lot of insight into their personality. What are things that they value as a team member? What can you learn if you're going to potentially be managing this person? Think about relationships and love. People speak in love languages. It's the same in the workplace. What is their work-life love language? What affirmations are they going to need from you to feel successful and fulfilled in their career? The fifth question that I like to ask, and is the counter to the last, is what's the worst manager you've had and why? And boy, hold on to your seats, because you never know what you're going to get with this question. Can they spin it in a positive light, telling you what they learned from the situation? Or are they going to speak very negatively about their previous employer? Definitely steer clear of those individuals. But take your notes so you know what not to do. The sixth question that I like to ask is, what motivates you? Is this person self-aware, and how can I best support and manage them so that they continue to perform? Are they a person who needs purpose? Are they a person who's money motivated? Are they highly competitive, and rack and stacks or ranks will actually help motivate this person? Your team will actually be like your little family. And just like in a normal family, where your children could have completely different personalities, different wants, desires, and things that motivate them, so will your team at work. So learning a little bit more about them can help you be more successful in the way you support. The seventh question that I like to ask is, how do you learn best? This is going to tell you whether this person is a kinesthetic learner, which means they have to do it, whether they're a visual learner, they have to see it, or whether they're a verbal learner and they can hear it or read it. Definitely in today's society, we're in 2020 during a COVID pandemic, and a lot of our learning has been online or virtually. So we need to know where we can help them best learn and go through the training process and fill those gaps along the way if they tend to be a visual or kinesthetic learner and we just simply don't have those resources right now. I'll actually teach you in a later episode how to train someone using all three at one time. So stay tuned for that another day. The eighth question that I like to ask is, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Is this person highly motivated? Do they have a plan? Or are they more of a free spirit and go with the flow? This will also tell you about their work ethic. Do they need to be a planner? Or do they need to be flexible and resilient within a workplace? The ninth question that I like to ask is, what is your greatest strength and weakness? Yes, it's kind of a two-in-one question, but this is going to tell you whether that person is self-aware, they know themselves. It'll tell you where their strengths may be, but it'll also tell you where their weaknesses could lie, so you know exactly what to look for. A great thing I like about this question is I like to see if this person can take their weakness and actually spin it into a positive. Let me give you an example. I myself, yes me, is a perfectionist. I'm very detail-oriented and I like to perform at a very high level. However, my weakness is also that I'm a perfectionist. So sometimes I can take too much time and harp on things and details that may not be important. See how I was able to do that? And my last and final and favorite question is, what is your spirit animal and why? I know, seems odd, right? But this question is going to throw your interviewee for a loop. They're not going to expect it. So can this person perform under pressure and give you a legitimate answer? Plus, what some people say is really funny, and we all could use a good laugh during an interview. So 10 questions to help you learn a little bit more about the person sitting in front of you. Try adding these to your normal list of job role questions that you ask during an interview and let me know how it goes. Who knows? Maybe you'll find your next rock star. I suggest writing them down, practicing them, and thinking about the answers you'd like to receive. This will help you know exactly what you're looking for. Of course, don't forget to look out for your standards. Did they come on time? Did they come dressed appropriately? And were they prepared? These are your key foundational indicators. Just like in the fitness world where technique is really important, you want to translate that into your interview process. Perfect your techniques and let me know how it goes. Thanks for joining me today. If you learned something, be sure to stay connected and subscribe. I know you can lift, but the question is, can you lead?
Thanks for tuning in to Do You Even Lead, Bro? Like what you heard? Let us know. Did you learn something? Well, then like, share, and subscribe. If you have a specific topic or idea that you'd like included, leave it in the comments. Until next time.